Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, June 9th. Currently with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93, and the dew point is 59 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. There appears to be trouble with Wichita's largest movie theater chain.
Regal Cinemas parent company Cineworld has filed in bankruptcy court to get out of its lease at Wichita's Plazio development on the far northeast side of town. It's one of 25 leases the company is trying to get out of nationwide. It's not the first time Regal has made this type of move either. Regal Cinemas filed for bankruptcy last year, citing $5 billion in debt. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Southwest Airlines has announced plans to resume daily flights from Wichita to Las Vegas. The routes will run from November 5th through January 7th. At the same time, Southwest announced plans to reduce flights from Denver from 3 each day to 2. The 2 daily flights to and from St. Louis will not change. The airline plans to restore its flight schedule to pre-pandemic levels eventually, including adding flights to and from Phoenix. But for now, the plan is to resume those flights from Wichita to Las Vegas during the holidays. This is Kansas Information Network News.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, you'll find gas-powered tools that dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $30 on the FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Commerce, in partnership with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, needs input regarding how Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, funding is distributed. CDBG funds, which are received each year from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, are used to address community needs in cities and counties across Kansas. Over the years, CDBG projects have included assistance for business startups and expansions, downtown commercial rehabilitation, housing rehabilitation, and water and sewer line extensions. The Department of Commerce wants to ensure CDBG investments advance the goals established in the Kansas Framework for Growth, the state's Economic Development Strategic Plan, and are utilized more strategically to help communities across the state. To make these changes, the Department of Commerce and its partners are seeking input from residents, local elected officials, and others via an online survey. And the survey, which will take about 10 minutes to complete, will pose questions such as what amenities are most important to you in your city or county, what is the current quality of these amenities, how does your city or county identify what improvements are needed, and has your city or county benefited from CDBG funding in the past? The responses collected are important in guiding the way to invest in the future of Kansas, and individuals are asked to respond by Thursday, June 15th. To complete the survey, you can visit surveymonkey.com/r/Kansas-CDBG. Two middle school juveniles, one 12 years old and the other 13, faced 15 felony counts in a June 5th fire that heavily damaged the Rawlins County Junior-Senior High School in Atwood, and a fire was also set at Atwood Grade School. The total cost of damages has not yet been determined. The county attorney also confirmed 10 firefighters were injured in response to that fire. The juveniles face charges that include one count of terrorism, one count of aggravated arson, one count of arson, 10 counts of aggravated battery, one count of burglary, and one count of criminal damage. A joint investigation into the reported arson involved the Kansas State Fire Marshal, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Atwood Police Department, and the Rawlins County Sheriff's Office. A detention hearing was held on Thursday morning, and the court ordered the juveniles to be detained, and the investigation is still ongoing. On Tuesday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced a change to the Project Access COVID Test, or Project ACT program, allowing all Kansas households to request free at-home COVID-19 tests through June 15, 2023, and residents are encouraged to order additional free tests while the supplies last. All Kansas households can order free COVID-19 tests through accesscovidtest.org. Each household can place an order for 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, and Amazon will deliver the test kits directly to your house. Kansans who need more support to order the tests may call 866-534-3463. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has already distributed 308,615 tests to Kansas families through Project ACT. Joan Duvey, MD, the state health officer, stated that the ending of the public health emergency is expected to change access to free testing. However, their partnership with Project ACT helps them to continue to ease access for households with limited access to health care. She added that testing continues to help Kansans know whether to stay home or to seek treatment. Individuals should check their test's expiration date before using it, though if the date has passed, the test may still be appropriate to use. You could check for an FDA extension at fda.gov. The Project ACT program is made possible through a partnership between the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Rockefeller Foundation's public charity, RF Catalytic Capital. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start this Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work will include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the east city limits. And new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured via U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road. A 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. This project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Norton City Administrator, James Maru, at 785-877-5000. In Nebraska news, Lincoln Fire and Rescue crew saved a man who fell into a cardboard compactor at a recycling center on Thursday. First responders were sent to Green Quest Recycling near 4th and J Streets around 12:45 p.m. Lincoln Fire and Rescue spokeswoman M.J. Learman said a worker fell into the compactor while it was running and got pinned inside. Learman said the machine was running for some time while the worker was inside before being shut down. Someone had to cut the power to turn it off, and the compactor holds up to 1,500 pounds of cardboard and crushes it from the bottom and sides. Captain Scott Pearson said the first crews to arrive asked for more assistance, and dozens of rescuers showed up, and the rescue crews then had to dig their way through the cardboard to get the worker out. Eventually, two rescuers got the man, who was conscious the entire time, out of the compactor. The entire rescue took about 40 minutes, and Captain Pearson said everyone involved was prepared, as this was exactly what they did with all of their rescue trainings. The worker was taken to a trauma center to be treated for his injuries, and the extent of those injuries was unknown. Lincoln Fire and Rescue officials couldn't share many details about how the man fell into the compactor, but said it was an accident, and they added that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration would be investigating. The Grand Island Police Department reported that stolen rebate checks were used to buy around $1,000 worth of items from a Nebraska hardware store this week when Ronald Sowards and Lynette Griffith went on a shopping spree at Menards on Wednesday afternoon. Officers were alerted that the checks had been stolen from several other people, and police later found Sowards and Griffith in a vehicle that was full of items that they were accused of buying with the stolen rebates. Officers arrested Sowards, who was on parole for possession of stolen property, and Griffith, who police said had a methamphetamine in her purse, is facing the same charge, plus possession of a controlled substance. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On select Fridays in June, the Kansas Wetlands Education Center will host free nature crafts, and each session will have a different theme. No registration is required, and you can visit anytime from 1 to 4 p.m. After learning the science behind the theme, participants will create a unique craft to take home. The activities are geared towards children age 5 to 13. However, families of all ages are welcome to attend. The programs will be held on June 16th. The Birds and Cheyenne Bottoms Shrinky Dink Bracelet, on June 23rd, Tree Cookie Ornament, and on June 30th, Pressed Flower Lantern. The Kansas Wetlands Education Center, affiliated with Fort Hays State University's Worth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, is located 10 miles northeast of Great Bend along Kansas Highway 156 at Cheyenne Bottoms. For more information, you can visit wetlandcenter.fhsu.edu. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Wednesday, May 31st, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Adam Zur was in to visit with the commission about obtaining an easement agreement on E7, and the commission stated that a copy of the county right-of-way would be sent by mail. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department reported to the commission on recent road damage from the rains and stated that crews will be working to repair those areas as conditions allow. Steve Persinger was in to visit with the commission about a road concern and standing water. Steve stated that with the recent road work completed and with the rains, he has a standing water issue in a draw, and the main concern with the standing water was a well that is located in the same area. Steve asked that the road be fixed to allow proper drainage and the well be checked by an engineer to see if it was sealed properly. The road crew was to address the road immediately, and an engineer would be contacted for inspection as well. Commissioner Thompson made a motion to approve the May 15, 2023 minutes with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and Commissioner Matchett made a motion to approve the May 22, 2023 commission minutes with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motions passed 3-0. Marvin Matchett discussed the Sebelius Lake contract with the commission, and this would be the contract with the state and Almena Irrigation District. The state of Kansas currently pays $50,000, and local authorities are looking for assistance to fulfill the additional $50,000, so it was decided that further discussion would be needed. May vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commission and county attorney for signature and approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted, and the meeting was adjourned until June 6th. And the unofficial minutes of the June 6th meeting includes that members of the Norton County Soil Conservation were present at the meeting with Michael Thompson, Kevin Sides, and Fig Millen presenting the annual report for the Conservation District, which included the projects and annual conservation investment within the county. The Conservation District presented their proposed budget for 2024, which included a $3,000 increase request from the county to $25,000. Jimmy Jo Jansonius, the Extension Director, introduced herself to the Commission and her role with Twin Creeks Extension District, as Jimmy Jo recently joined Twin Creeks Extension as the Extension Director and Community Vitality Agent. Jimmy Jo stated that the district will present Extension activities and reports to the Commission in the fall, and if the Commission ever has any questions or concerns, they should call her. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the Commission with operations. Ted stated that after receiving a recent Foley Cat billing, he spoke with the area rep and was able to reduce the billing by almost half, as some of the charges being billed should have been covered by warranty. Ted spoke again about the leachate in cell number 1, and at this time, a solution to drainage is still being worked on, and it appears a new well or digging out the current pipe is the only solution. Ted will visit with a couple of drillers to see if they were able to drill through the trash in order to install a new and larger casing. Added tax statement 2023-23 was presented to the commission for a late file. The added statement was approved and signed in the amount of $26.20. abated statement, tax statement 2023-22 was presented to the commission for signature and approval, and the statement was issued for a BOTA for a low production well. The abatement was for $18,673.40, and the commission signed and approved the order. A letter of resignation was received from Rich Miller, resigning his position on the Norton County Hospital Board, effective immediately. Jeremy McGuire with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas and Norton County's group sales advisor stopped in to visit with the commission about policy and trends in the industry. Jeremy stated that he will get some claim numbers for the county as they begin the budget process. The meeting was then adjourned until June 12, 2023. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 89. We should have a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and our chance of precipitation is 30%. For tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 5 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 85. On Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 10 p.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy on Saturday night with the low around 59. On Sunday, should be partly sunny with a high near 77, and on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with the low around 51. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 74. On Tuesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 75. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 82. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 88. Currently, with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93, and the dew point is 59 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski. K-State basketball has only signed one player out of the transfer portal so far this offseason, former North Texas guard Tyler Perry, but the Wildcats are still in the mix for several available players, and they added a couple of transfers at this time or later last offseason, too. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com told WIBW Radio in Topeka that for now, he's still not worried about what K-State has done this offseason.
Probably at about a 3, maybe on Monday it'll be 4, I don't know. I'm not sure. Guys, I still can't believe it's June, so trying to put this all in perspective is getting a little confusing to me. I'm pretty sure the Big 12 has been expanding now for 6 months. and I don't know what happened to April, let alone May. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I'm getting there, but I think he's earned a little faith here.
Perry was last season's Conference USA Player of the Year, and 24/7 Sports rated him as a 4-star transfer prospect. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? For your daughter's first birthday party, you planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Introducing the new My Plan from Verizon. With My Plan, you pick only the perks you want and save on every one. So you get exactly what you want in your phone plan and only pay for what you need. And today, get the amazing iPhone 14 Pro on us when you switch with Select Trade-In and Unlimited Plus. Get iPhone 14 Pro with My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your Verizon. $9.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required. $200 Verizon e-gift card sent within 8 weeks with ported. Less up to $800 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trading conditions and additional terms apply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Well, this morning, we're watching an upper-level low-pressure system over New England. Another one to the west of us in the Great Basin that had been in California. That is weakening. In addition, a disturbance was headed toward Baja California. High pressure at the same time remained over the Mississippi Valley and the western Great Lakes. Lots of instability is going to be setting up in central Kansas today into the Flint Hills, where storms may develop later on this afternoon and this evening. Some of those may produce some small hail and gusty winds. Another complex of storms will form tonight in eastern Colorado and roll into western and central Kansas overnight and into early Saturday morning. For northwestern Kansas today, scattered storms are high in the mid-80s. Thunderstorm chances increase today in north-central Kansas with a high 90. And in northeastern Kansas, sunny with a high 85. Scattered storms in southwest Kansas with a high in the upper 80s. South-central Kansas, today's high in the low 90s. And a few thunderstorms in southeastern Kansas with a high temperature in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, of course, the cash trade. I think still the Packers are still in need of cattle. We had trade probably anywhere from $5 to $7 higher at $185 to $188. So something to keep an eye on today as well. Another thing to keep an eye on is USDA WASDE reports and updated production numbers as far as fall crops are concerned. That comes out later this morning. We saw weaker in the corn and wheat market. Wheat futures down about 6 but 8 cents off the lows. Corn futures down 3, about 3 to 4 cents off the lows. Soybeans, though, anywhere from 2 to 6 cents higher. After the report, though, weather still a pretty dominant feature into this market. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792,